Welcome to the Keto Life Podcast presented by Dolce Vita. In this week's episode, we're talking about what's been the biggest challenge while on the keto way of living. So really hope that you enjoy this week's episode. If you do, then do us a huge favor. Hit that subscribe button and leave us a review to let us know what you think of the Keto Life Podcast. Don't forget, you can come down, find us at 907 East Genesee Street, where we have the area's only complete keto-friendly lunch and dinner menu. Not to mention all of those delicious keto desserts that we make in-house. So come on down and see us. Without further ado, here is this week's episode. All right, so we're talking about what's been your biggest challenge since you started keto. It could be from the beginning, it could be...
So 4.5 years ago, I'm going to say, Anthony, I feel like I'm in the hot seat. I don't know if I felt like that before. Maybe this is the biggest challenge. I think looking back and seeing how big I had gotten and then admitting that it was my fault. It was my choices and knowing that I never want to go back to that. I'm going to say that that's probably the biggest mental challenge to overcome. And to look in the mirror and realize that, you know, there's been some transformations. Because as crazy as it sounds, when you're going to go shopping, you're still looking.
You've said that before.
It's crazy. But in the beginning, what was the hardest challenge? I'm going to say sweets. So I had to devise, and that's probably why we do a lot of desserts. You know, do I miss pizza? Not really. I think I was already, I mean, after 30 years of pizza being in the family, I don't think, you know, pizza just wasn't it. I'm glad we have the pizza. You know what I mean? But in the beginning, overcoming those desserts, pulling into my mother's house, knowing that there was some kind of something in there that was just going to make me like cringe. I'd say that that was probably a big challenge. And going out to eat with friends and family, not wanting to be that person that says, hey, can you modify this? Can you modify that? Like, you know, Antonia says, like, maybe I'm overboard and I'm too strict and I'm obsessed with it. Well, because I don't like being out of ketosis. I don't want to be kicked out at all. You know, Thanksgiving's coming. You got to plan for that. Because there's going to be all kinds of pies. There's going to be, you know, I think I remember the first Thanksgiving I cheated. And ate whatever I wanted. And I don't think I'll ever make that decision ever again in my life. I did not feel good. I did not like it. So this Thanksgiving, obviously I'm going to make our biscuits. I'm definitely making the gravy this year because I'm not going in an anaphylactic shock. That was an experience. You know, definitely, like I said, the desserts, the biscuits, you know, pretty much everything else on Thanksgiving can be keto. I'm going to make the cauliflower mash, or maybe I'll just eat a couple. I ate the mashed potatoes at your wedding.
Yes.
And they were good.
The food at the wedding was good. But it was still wedding food. I mean, it was good. I would say it was above, way above average wedding food. But it was still wedding food, you know, like, and so.
The vegetables were amazing. They were over the top.
I feel like, you know, Rebecca and I, because we did the family style. So, but Rebecca and I had, because it was just the two of us, had like our own pre-portioned thing.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was good.
The eggplant. That was good.
Oh, I miss the wedding. I want to go back. I just, like, I've said it like 100 times.
Just relive that night all over again.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that you get married and it's like a one-time thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hopefully it's a one-time thing.
Right. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that's frustrated me the most since I've been married is I have, and it's only men that have asked me this question. They're like, oh, you just got married. You know, is this your first one? It's like, the hell are you talking about? Is this my first one?
It's my last. Yeah.
So it is wild. The only thing, like, I think that's the second most frustrating is the ring. I just sit here and play with this thing all day long.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you don't normally wear rings?
I don't normally wear rings, and I'm so, it sounds, it's like a, you know, 21st century problem, but I'm on my phones and my computer so much that just adding the weight of this ring after typing, I just have to take it off, set it on the desk, you know, it really is. You know, woe is me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so actually your potatoes were probably the first time I've had potatoes since that first Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
4.5 years now. Mm. And they were great. I knew that day that I was going to eat off plan. When we had that last podcast, you had mentioned that I didn't put any restrictions, because in my mind I knew that I was just going to eat off plan.
Right.
I'm fat adapted. Yeah. I wasn't going to get kicked out of ketosis, and even if I did get kicked out of ketosis,
you'd be right back.
It would be easy to just transition back.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the nice thing about ketosis and keto and how versatile, and you know, you can make these little decisions, right?
Yeah.
And at this point, this far in, they're pre-planned.
Yeah.
I don't have those moments where I caved.
Right.
And all of a sudden I'm eating off plan.
Yeah.
In the beginning, trust me, that happened a lot. I remember we went to Niagara Falls and I ate the chicken fingers. I ate the stuffed Oreos. I don't even know what I ate. I know I ate I probably ate more on a weekend than I probably do now in 3 months. Hmm. And I felt it.
Yeah.
So do those moments exist anymore? No, but in the beginning it was difficult. It was difficult to stay steadfast, and it was difficult to just say no.
Yeah.
Especially when you were dining out with people that aren't on the same meal plan.
Right.
So, you know, maybe at this point I can go out and just, no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to Vegas.
That'll be fun. Oh, you've told me about that. Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. And my friends were like, so are we going to eat or are we going to starve with you? And I'm like, I'll eat.
That's funny. Yeah, that's awesome.
They're like, we don't want to be closet eaters. And I'm like, and then Kim says, in 20 years, I think we've probably eaten together 3 times.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it is those things that can be challenges. I will, you know, even the times that I've been on keto, the mentality of it is a struggle. It's, you know, especially, my easy excuse is eat local CNY, right? But so even while when I was on keto, it's been a struggle, but there's something about when I did that vegan challenge, I was like in this zone of, no, I can't, like, no, right. I can't have that. And, but it wasn't.
So maybe that's what works for you,
I
Anthony.
Know. It really is kind of like thinking like, okay, this is someone you've become rather than something you can't have.
Right.
Yeah.
So they all work. Mm-hmm. And I've said this before. I don't care if it's Weight Watchers, vegan, vegetarian, paleo, Whole30. They all work.
Right.
If you follow the formula.
Right.
And that's why, you know, like I said before, you don't get on 81 North if you want to go to New York City.
Right.
Not in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, your goal is health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever route you decide to take, they really all work, but you have to take that route. Can you stop at a rest stop for a day? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can make a little pit stop. You can take a detour, you know, and that's the cheat meals or the choice meals or whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, you can't stay there.
Yeah.
You still have to get back on the highway to reach your final destination.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really it in a nutshell.
Right. I'd say my biggest challenge, and even Rebecca, who's never been on keto, and, you know, but Rebecca's at the gym 5 days a week in the morning, all that kind of stuff. But Our biggest area is the little things at the grocery store. It's like every Sunday we go grocery shopping and you'll just see something and grab it. Like last Sunday, Rebecca found little sugary coated jelly something, almost like a juji fruit or something like that, but at Wegmans, but they were shaped like a pumpkin. But she bought like the big container because it was on sale for like a dollar.
Right.
And so that was her thing. And, you know, sure enough, now they're gone a week later and there was like 50 of them.
At least they lasted a week, Anthony. Right. With me, they probably would have lasted 5 minutes. No.
But I mean, so it's just little things like that are kind of like those hiccup challenges. It's not the end of the world. It doesn't ruin everything, especially you know, when you've been doing it for a while. But when you're getting started, they're a little bit harder. But it's those are the challenges.
Well, I will say this, that I've noticed over the years that it's like a muscle, right?
Yeah.
You work out at the gym and your biceps are getting stronger every workout. Well, the same thing with your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, you go to the Niagara Falls or you go to the grocery store and you buy off plan.
Yeah.
As you keep doing it, that memory muscle, the gut memory, all those muscles get stronger and those moments become less and less prevalent.
Right.
So, you know, you trip, you get back up and you start walking.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, eventually you'll be running.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, with the workout at the treadmill, you know, you start off with baby steps. You start off with 15 minutes, then you go to 20 minutes. You know, nobody's running for an hour on the treadmill day one.
Right.
So, you know, the same thing with the grocery store, shop the perimeter.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they say all the time. Stay away from the middle aisles.
Right.
And then those moments. So, you know, it's just like a planning. But if you're only allowing yourself one, this is life, Anthony. At the end of the day, you still have to enjoy it.
Right.
You know, you can't be miserable and you can't white knuckle through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that might be counterintuitive to most people that are out there talking about keto. But listen, I can only give you from personal experience.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I don't know it all.
Yeah.
But I know what works.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be those moments that you're going to taste the rainbow and eat that Skittle. or two.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for taking time today for this one. Well, there it is, everybody. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. Really hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Do us a huge favor. Leave a comment on the Facebook post in the Facebook group on our Dolce Vita Facebook page and let us know what you think of the Keto Life podcast. And we are going to catch you at the next episode.